Zvachim Perikhes Mishnah Yud 8:10, and we continue with mixtures of blood. The first case and second case of this Mishnah are really straightforward. It says Hanitanin Matana Achas Shnis Avru Benitanim Matana Achas. So the first case is blood that has to be applied on one wall gets mixed up with other blood from a different type of korban, which also should be applied to just one wall. So we're talking here about Meiser or Bechor or Pesach. So let's just say you have Meiser and Bechor, blood gets mixed up. So what do? Yinasnu matana achas. No big deal. Just apply it one time and be done with things. Simple. Similarly, says the Mishnah, matan arba, but matan arba. If you have blood that has to be applied to all four walls, that gets mixed up with the blood that is applied to all four walls. Now, you would probably think this is referring to chatas blood, because chatas is the only one that needs four matanot, four gifts, four applications. Okay, the other korbanos, meaning the asham, the ola, the shlamim, and the toda, need shnayim shen arba, two applications which go on four walls. But our Mishnah here is talking about those cases. It can't be talking about the chatas. The chatas was the previous Mishnah. That was, we're talking about the things that belong above the line versus below the line. And that can't be the pshat in the Mishnah here. You'll see that's not the pshat. The pshat here is, when we say arba, we mean four walls. So you have two korbanos from an ola, an asham, a shlamim, and a toda that get mixed up. So now what do? Simple enough. Yidnasnu b'matan arba. Apply to the four walls with two blood applications, as you always do, one in the south, in the northeast, one in the southwest. And when you have your four applications, and at this you've done both right by both, let's call it the ola and the shlamim. Now, the bartender learns this mission is not quite as simple as it made it sound. The bartender learns the case isn't that you have a single cup that has inside of it ola blood and shlamim blood, let's say, or a single cup that had, in the first case, meiser blood and bechor blood. No. What you actually have are two separate cups. One had the Bechor blood, one has the Meiser blood, and you don't know which is which. Or you have two cups. One has the Ola blood, one has the Shlam blood. You don't know which cup is which. And still it did is you apply both of them separately, either one time or two times, and don't combine them together. And that's Pshat the Mishnah. The reason why the bartender goes to that approach, which is really not a simple read in the Mishnah, is because our Mishnah is going to be going with Rabbi Eliezer, who was in the previous Mishnah, the one who said, just look at the blood that doesn't belong as if it were water. because Rabbi Eliezer holds a Veshita, which is Rabbi Ashi shows that he holds it from a Mishnah in Parah, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's something called Ein Bila. Ein Bila means Rabbi Eliezer is not convinced that if you have a mixture of liquids, like a lach balach mixture, like two bloods in one cup, that if you apply the blood, that you will get a sample from both of the ingredients in the mixture. It doesn't necessarily mix thoroughly. So ein bila, there's no thorough mixing necessarily. The same kind of way, think of non-liquid things. Let's say you have, five black marbles and five white marbles, and you put them in the cup together and shake them up together. Okay, now you put your hand and you pull out three marbles and you throw them in the mizbeach. It's very possible that all three marbles are black or all three are white, right? So there's no promise you'll get an equal sampling of both. The other opinion, which is the halacha actually, is that yesh bila, which is that we do assume that liquid mixes thoroughly, so when you take, a teaspoon of blood out the mixture, half the teaspoon is type A and half the teaspoon type B. But anyways, because Rabbi Eliezer doesn't subscribe to that view, and he's going to feature in this Mishnah prominently, therefore, as the bartender understands, it must be talking about two separate cups that aren't commingled, and we're treating both of them as if they could be either possibility, and therefore we do both of them separately, one after the other. Now, that's straightforward enough. We'll come back to that as we go on the mission further, which gets more complicated. Because the obvious case the mission wants to set up, those two cases were no great innovations, was what happens if matan arba matana achas? What happens if the blood that belongs on all four walls, so let's say an ola blood, gets mixed up with blood that belongs on one wall, let's say Bechor's blood? So now, what do? Now again, the bartender's going to learn this whole way through as being two cups of blood. For now, let me just picture in your head, and I'm going to explain it as a single cup, just it'll make it much easier for me to talk it through. But ultimately, the bartender would understand this is actually talking about two separate cups, and we're doing one after the other. In any case, let's just talk about a single cup here now. So you have blood from two korbanos. We said an ola, who needs to be on all four walls, and a bechor, which is on one wall. So now, what do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, no big deal. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yinasnu b'matan arba. Just put it on all four walls, and you're going to say, wait a second, you have no business applying the Bechor's blood to the other walls. It only belongs on one wall. He'll say, yeah, it's just like what I said in the previous Mishnah. You just don't intend that Bechor part of the mixture to be a korban, so you treat it as if it were water, and I'll see it as if it were water. It doesn't count. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, like the Chachamim, doesn't subscribe to this pretend it's water business. He says, if you're applying blood to the Mizbeach, you're applying blood to the Mizbeach, and if you're not supposed to do that, then you're not supposed to do that. So he therefore says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yinasnu b'matanachas. Just apply it once onto one wall, and that's enough. Why is that enough? Because anyways, we have a din. We saw this in the back in the first parak, excuse me, the fourth parak, or the first Mishnah. Kol ha-nitanen ala mizbeach ha-chitzon, any blood that has to go on the outer mizbeach, which means all eight of our standard tzvachim, she-nasnam b'matana achas, if they even only get there one time, then kiper, they are effective. So, says Rabbi Yeshua, listen, we're going to have problems with putting in more than, why should we do the wrong thing, potentially, and apply blood that doesn't belong on all four walls on all four walls, when, but the evidence, one application is enough. Let's just keep things simple. So, now, Rabbi Eliezer is going to start talking and trying to rationalize with Rabbi Yeshua to see things his way. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the whole thing's a non-starter because he says there's just not a problem with applying extra blood to the other sides because of this pretending it's water business. But he is now going to say, even according to you, Rabbi Yeshua, who don't subscribe to my, you can just look at it as if it were water, it doesn't count if you have intention that the blood that's going in this bech isn't, like, so to speak, sacrificial blood, it's as if it were water. If you don't agree with that, still, you should do what I say and put it on all four walls. Because remember, you have a mixture of bloods, and one of the bloods needs to go on all four walls. And again, according to Bartono, it's actually two separate cups. But let's imagine, again, it's one cup of blood will come on, same thing. So, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Yeshua, Vaharei hu over al baltigra. You have a prohibition from the Torah, which says, do not, baltigra means you do not detract. Do not reduce from the mitzvah. The actual pasuk in full, and it's a pasuk not about karbonos, so it's a mitzvah in general. It says, it's from Devarim Yud Gimel pasuk Aleph. It's kol hadavra asher anochi mitzava eschem. Everything I'm commanding to you, oso tishmru lasos. Do exactly that. Lo so sefalav. Don't add to it. Velo sigram emenu, and don't detract from it. Which means, you know, if Hashem says take arba minim, four species, don't decide, oh, it'd be nice if we just add an extra, you know, an apple to the mix. No, you can't do that. It's an isser of lo sigra, baltigra. And similarly, you can't say, listen, I want to be extra holy. Did I say baltigra? It's isser of baltis. Excuse me, it's isser of baltos if you're adding an extra one. And similarly, if you say, listen, I'm just going to have, you know, I don't know what, three strings of my tzitzis or something, because I don't have four, I want to do four, so then, no. That's baltigra, you're deducting, you're detracting. So here too, the mitzvah is you're supposed to put it on four times. If you don't apply it all four on four walls, I should say. If you don't put the olas blood on all four walls, you're over baltigra, you're detracting from the mitzvah from the Torah. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, well, varehu over al baltosef, what do you want from me? I'm stuck betwixt and between, it's like a rock and a hard place, you know? Because if I don't apply it, then yes, you have a baltigra problem. But if I do apply it, then I have a baltosif problem. Again, because I'm going to be applying blood that doesn't belong on all four walls, just a one fall. Whoa, so what should I do? I'm stuck either way. And since I'm stuck either way, why would I trouble them to do the issue of having four splashes when one is enough anyways, but you have it. That's enough. So, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you actually are misunderstanding the parameters of baltosif here. Because says Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yeshua, Lo nemar baltosif ele kashahu ba'atzmo. The only time you're over baltosif is if you do a baltosif, you add to the mitzvah, but without any other, like, according mitigating mitzvah factor. So here, you have a mitigating mitzvah factor, because when you're applying the blood, you're not just applying the blood to add, to put on all four walls when the Torah is on one wall. You're doing it because you have the mitigating mitzvah factor of, you're also putting the ola blood on all four walls where it belongs. Okay? And that would be true, by the way, even if you have two separate cups. And if you have a separate cup of blood, and you're saying, this cup's going to be all four walls now. If you say, wait a second, it could be pure Bechor blood, which belongs just on one, but there's a mitigating mitzvah factor, which is, since we're in Safek, we don't know where it belongs, we're going to put it on all four walls just in case. And it's not an issue of Baal Tosef, because you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, not for some other reason. You might ask, by the way, there is a rule which says that if you have a conflict between a mitzvah's ase and mitzvah's los ase, the rule is the mitzvah's ase doche los ase, that the positive commandment trumps the negative commandment. You know, I don't know, what if you have to do bris milah on Shabbos or korbanos in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos, stuff like that. Okay, so that may be true, But it's not relevant for here, because that's only true when the structure of the mitzvah is such that you can't both do the, you can't do the mitzvah without doing the avera. Here, no one told you to get the cups mixed up, right? You could just not mix them up in the first place. So now you mix it up, so you cause the problem. Moreover, b'di'evid, your yotzi, if you just get it on one wall. So don't say you have to do the mitzvah by doing it all four when you don't. One would be enough, at least b'di'evid. So we're not saying mitzvah achse dochel lo sase. We're not playing that card. We're simply saying, says Rabbi Eliezer, that it doesn't apply. The rule of Baal Tosef doesn't apply when your intention isn't to add to the Torah, but to do something else, some other mitzvah activity. Okay. So Amarlo, Rabbi Yeshua responds, well, by that same thought, lo nemar bal tigra ela kashu ba'atzmo. The prohibition of bal tigra, of deducting from the mitzvahs, also only applies when you're doing it without some sort of mitigating mitzvah factor. You have a great, mitigating mitzvah factor, which is, I don't apply a bechor's blood on four walls. That's how you do it. So, therefore, I'm stuck between two things. So what am I going to do? I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to sit and say, why should I force a person to be over or do anything extra when what I'm doing is the best case scenario, if you will? It's good enough. It's good enough. There's no, I'm not gaining anything by having all four walls put on blood, even if it's true that it's not a Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra issue. But the Mishnah says now, va'od, says Rabbi Yehoshua, I'm not even convinced that's true. I heard what you said. Maybe you're right that there's no issue of Baal Tosef and therefore Baal Tigra if you have mitigating mitzvah circumstances. But maybe there is. Maybe there is. And therefore, it would be true. Either you're over both Baal Tigra and Baal Tosef, or you're over neither. You're suggesting you're over neither. Maybe you're right. But maybe you're over both. And if you're over both, then for sure I'm not going to put in all four walls, but one is enough, says Rabbi Yeshua inside. Vodu Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kishe Nasata, if it's on the possibility that there is Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra in the event that you, even if you have a mitigating mitzvah circumstance, so when you put the blood on the four walls, Avarta al Baal Tosef, then you'll be over Baal Tosef, and Vasisa Maase Biyadecha, you'll be acting proactively. You'll be doing it with your own hands. You're getting your hands dirty with an avera. It's like kum vase, you went up and did something wrong. And how could you compare that to ukeshalonasat, if you opt not to put on all four walls, but just put onto one wall? Yes, it's true, you're over the Isra of Baal Tigra, because you only put one instead of four, but avartal Baal Tigra velo asisa maase biyadecha. Well, you may have violated the prohibition of Baal Tigra, if that's the case, but you did it sitting on your hands. You did it without any proactive activity. You sat on your hands and waited. That's the contrast of kum va'ase, is what's called shev va'al ta'ase. Sit down and do nothing. And that's what is happening here, says Rabbi Yeshua. Even, it's very possible there's a Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, and now I'm going to be over one or the other. But if I have to choose being over one or the other, I'd much rather sit on my hands and do nothing and be over Baal Tigra then actively be over Baal Tosef, which is much worse. So therefore, when the Mishnah ends, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehoshua, like the Chachamim, that you do just one application, not all four. We don't accept to look at it as water theory. And although the halacha actually comes out, I think that Baal Tosef isn't an issue if you're not having kavanah, if you have a mitigating mitzvah circumstance. Even so, the point is, since Bidi Eved, your Yotzi, with just one application, and we definitely would rather you be over anything by Sheval Tasa, just sitting passively, the same way we let the blood not be applied in the previous Mishnah, we waited till the buzzer to kick in at sundown and pour it on the drain. So too, better don't do anything than do something proactively with your own hands, which is not allowed by the Torah.